Our last inyanim before the Mishnah, what I would like to discuss today. First, Ravashi. Elo Amar Ravashi Chasam Haimishaima Mishab Delav Kros Gitohu. The Gemara, in one line here, introduces a whole new concept. The concept of Lav Kros Gita, which refers back to the case of Rav Meir. Now, Kosev Kol Nechasev La'avda Yosef Ben Chayrin. So all we spoke about Pagin and Dibura seems to be out the window. That's not the subject of the Machlaikis or Meir of Shimon. The Machlaikis is, Rameya says it's no good for a new reason. So what we have to do is to try to figure out, to understand what this new reason is. And with understanding the new reason, we will... understand the type of Lav Kros Gita. So again, what's the shot? A man gives a get to his Eved. We're talking about an Eved. He gives a get to an Eved and he says, Kol Nechosi La'avdi Chutz Mekarka Kol Shehu. That's what he wrote in the Shtar. Kol Nechosi La'avdi Chutz Mekarka Kol Shehu. We have now a Machlaikis we have now a chiddush why it's no good. We're going to let Rameya, the way we paskin. So he's saying it's no good. Lav Kros Gita Hu. There's something wrong in Kros Gita. It's not a cutting off the get. Why? What's Peshat? So the Pash Peshat in Rashi seems to be that the way we learned all along, the words of Rashi say that he might have left over the Eved too, just like he was Mishayer the some karka, he was Mishayer the Eved as well. So Mimela, that's why it's no good. Because just like he was Mishayer the karka, maybe he's Mishayer part of the Eved. That's the way Rashi seems to be learning. And as we said last week, it's a problem. Why should I say he was Mishayah part of the Eved? Very, very hard to understand. But that's what Rashi seems to learn. So according to that, what's Lav Kros Gita Hu? That we don't know. We don't know if this shtar is meant to include the Eved or not. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Pirush HaMishnayis on to the Mishnayis and Pei of Perek Gimel Mishnaches, does not understand Rashi the simple way that we're talking the supik if the evidence is left out of this shtar shechar or not. It's a little difficult to learn Rashi that way. He learns Lav Kros Gita Hu that it's in Rashi that it's a chesaron in the lashon hashtar, that the language of the shtar is something wrong with it. When you say chutz may anything, that's a chesaron. Kol nechas of chutz mekol shehu. That's a chesaron in Lashon Hashtar. So it's not because we're actually choshish that he meant to leave out the Eved. But that somehow it's a chesaron in Lashon Hashtar. What exactly is the chesaron? Does he mean like Rabbi Chanan of last week, that it's Lav Mocha Melsa? I don't know. But he says the chesaron in Lashon Hashtar, not like the way we understand Rashi Pashit, that with Taka choshish he left out the Eved. It's hard to understand that. No. So those are two Pshatim and Rashi, nafkamina between them, is the case Tosis brings. A man owns only one piece of karka and one Eved. That's all he owns. And he gives the Eved a shtar, he says, Kol nechasai knuyim lach chutz may karka. I'm afkis you everything except for one piece of karka. He only owns one piece of karka. So the question is that a light Rashi, is that a good shtar or not? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Beferish, it's no good. It's Chesaron in the Lashon. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that when it says Chutz Nechasai, Chutz may something ambiguous, it's Chesaron in the Lashon. That's why it's not a shtar. So it doesn't matter if he owns 100 pieces of land or one piece of land. It's all the same. Mishan Kain, if you learn Rashi, Pashup Shant, that with Chayshish he means to leave out the Eved also. So the Marsha says, it's really Ligs and Taisvis, But Marsha on Taisvis, the Bramaskal Halacha says that according to Rashi, if he only owns one piece of karka and one eved, and he writes, Kol nechasa knuyin lo chutz mekarka kolshu, chutz mekarka echos, so then of course the eved is going free. Why? Because he said chutz mekarka, the karka is excluded. What are you going to say? Maybe the eved is also excluded. If the karka and the eved are excluded, then there's nothing left. Because all there is this karka and this eved. So we can't be chayshish that he really means to exclude the eved. So in that case, Rashi would be maida that it's good. He says Ramei would be maida, it's good. That if he only owns one piece of karka, one eved, and he says chutz mekarka achas, obviously, then it would be good. So these are two pshatim in Rashi, and either of them, lav kos ki tohu. According to either pshat, it's a little, I don't know what phrase to use, not kishmak maybe. According to Rashi, lav kos ki tohu means maybe he meant to exclude the eved. Doesn't sound like a big klal in Gittin. And according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it has to be a lashon mevorer. Okay, maybe that's a little more of a klal. The Rif and the Rambam have a different mahalach here. And the question again is going to be, what do they mean? The Rif and the Rambam learn some big yisayit in Lav Kos Ki Tohu, some more general yisayit. And the question will be, what do the Rif and the Rambam mean? Everyone brings it, the Rashba, the Ritva, bring them. And the Stam of Paskin, we have a rule, and the Rif and Rambam agree, we usually Paskin like them. So let's take a look at the language of the Rif, if you don't mind. Beis on the Beis in the pages of the Rif. It's two lines. And you have to understand what Lav Kos Ki Tohu means. Now we're coming out to a brand new pshat now. We can forget about Pagina Dibura, forget about what Rashi said, maybe he left out the Eved. The Rif and Rambam learned none of that. Not a shot of Pagina Dibura, it's not a shot of what he meant. Lav Kos Ki Tohu is a new psal. And the case is, you write a shtar to be Meshachar and Eved. In the same shtar you write Kol B'chosai, Chutz Mekarka Achas. And the man may own 100 karkas. He writes, I'm not you all my karkas, Chutz Mekarka Achas. So the where it is here in the Rif, on Beis Amid Beis and Dafi HaRif, right under Mishlei Chav Dalet, the next line under that, where it says, Amalei, Ahi Masnisa Mishum De Lav Kos Ki Tohu, the Masnima Lav. He explains. The kivan de shayer lay karka kol shehu. V'kasav hachi begita. Since he left himself a piece of karka, and he wrote it into the shtar, hava lay l'rabeis chusa begavei de gita. The adain has a schus in this get. What does it mean he has a schus in the get? What do words mean? Hava lay l'rabeis chus begavei de gita. Taich? What? He has chus in the get for those lands that are not included. There's something in the get which is good for him. Normally, if I give you a gift and write a shtar, everything in the shtar is good for you. Shtar shechur. I give the eved, the whole shtar is good for him. Here, havalei l'rabeis chusa begavei digita. There's something good about this shtar for the Adayin. What's good for the Adayin? What? It's good for the Adayin in the shtar. Chutz Mepliny, that one piece of karka is his. So there's something in the shtar that's good for him. Kegoyin Zayin, I get krisis. The Be'inon, the Lahave Gita, the Cherusa, Kulay Li'av, Dovalaka. Taich. Kegoyin Zayin is not a get krisis. The Be'inon, the Lahave Gita, the Cherusa, Kulay Li'av. It has to be a get cherus, which is all for the eved, for leka. Well, what's pshat here? What's chesaron? What's the chesaron here? Lav kos ki tohu. We're learning a new rule. A get has to be what? Has to be what? Well, what's missing here? Huh? What's missing? I give an eved, a shtar, I say, it's b'shachar you, and I have 10 karkois, I'm giving you all 10 except for one. Okay. So what did I do wrong? What's missing here in the game? What? I'm excluded. I have to give him all my karka? I can't exclude one piece of karka? What? So in the Lashon, by the way, understand? The Lashon Chutz? What's Chasarin? It has to be a total krisus. It is a total krisus, because I'm shachar the eved totally. I didn't leave over a piece of the eved. So why is that a chasarin? Because of what? What's missing? What's missing? It's all in the lashon. Do we understand the riff? It's all in the lashon.
The
way you're saying, it seems the Lashon of the Rashba is mashma this way, and Rabbi Kiva Eger Klar learned this way. They learned pshat that it's a din in the paper of the get, the physical shtar shechur. A get, the shtar shechur has to go over totally to the eved, completely. If in that shtar there's a line which the other needs this shtar to retain for his own uses, to be able to prove something for his own benefit, that's chasarin the shtar, because the adayin is keeping a part of the shtar for himself. He wrote in this shtar, I'm giving you 10 pieces of karka, chutz meyachas. Later, it's going to be useful to him, because he'll be able to prove chutz meyachas by taking out this piece of paper. So it's chasarin that the adayin wants this piece of paper. And because he still wants this piece of paper, that's chesaron in Kruz Gita. Kruz Gita has to be, I give the complete get to the Eved, or to the Isha. What? I was going to ask you that. I hope. I'm telling you the words the way Rabbi Kiva Eger says it. He says, you know what Rabbi Kiva Eger is learning? It's like, there's a Gemara later, it says, if you give a woman the get, you say, here's the get, but I need the paper. I want the paper back. Anayoshali, ain't a get. You can't give a lady a get and say, this is your get, but I need the paper back. You can't do such a thing. The whole get has to become the woman's. So while Rabbi Kiveger doesn't bring the dimion to that case, he seems to be saying a similar thing. He's saying that pshat in the riff is, you have to give the whole shtar to the isha. And part of the paper is still remaining by me, because I still need this piece of paper to prove the chutz me karka echos. And the Mela, that's the chesaron in this shtar. The paper of the shtar has a problem. According to the way you read the Rebbe Kiveger, if they would have written a separate shtar, Kiveger says a klar. Kiveger says if you would give it to the Eved would write a separate piece of paper to you that this character is yours, then it wouldn't be a problem. He says that in the Tevora. He says that it wouldn't be a problem. The problem is that I'm giving you this paper, and this paper, I still need a little bit, this piece of paper. What? He's saying it's not chasarin the lashon, because it seems pretty clear that the same exact lashon, if you would have a separate shtar from the eved, it wouldn't be a problem. So he seems to say. And he has the case on Daf Mem, which I'll speak out in a minute. It's clear it's only because the paper is not totally his. He needs the paper still. Yeah, but the chesaron isn't because he said the word chut. The chesaron is because the paper is not his. That's true, if you'd be giving the whole paper. But the chesaron isn't the lashon. The chesaron is that he's keeping a chelek of the naya for himself. That's the way he comes.
He might want to start writing.
What?
But they didn't call. That's the only thing you can write.
If it's just a call of chas, that wouldn't be a problem.
Why?
No, I don't. For what?
What's it?
I don't need a raya. I gave it. If you say I didn't give it, I'll get it back. Big deal. What do I have to show? It's not mine. I want it.
Later on, the question was, it is.
If you give something away, you're not concerned to have a shtar that you can prove you gave it away. Because worst comes to worst, they'll say you didn't give it away, so you get it back. You'll be happy. You want to give it again? You give it again.
But there's a shiva shtar. So again, you have to show it and give away.
if there's a shiva giving away, it doesn't help. Even if tomorrow there'll be a shiva. So he doesn't really have to prove, the other guy has to prove it. Let's say today I gave away a karka, tomorrow I borrowed money. So now he wants the money in the karka. So I said, no, I gave it away yesterday. So I'm interested in doing it, but he's more interested. I don't know, I have a major problem with a misunderstanding of the riff. That's really two kashas. One kasha, like Akiva was asking, what do I need this piece of paper for? I gave away, I own 10 karkas, I gave away all chutz meyachas. Will I ever have to have that piece of paper to prove anything? Why do I need the paper for? If the paper gets lost, what's going to happen? Let's say paper disappears. St. Bezin will assume that what? That everything is mine. All 10 pieces of karka. I don't need the paper to show. David's going to come. He'll say, you gave me all your karkais. I'll say, no, chutz meyachas. He'll say, no, you gave all of them. I'll say, chutz meyachas. So Kibeg is saying, yeah, I'm going to have to pull out the paper and show chutz meyachas. I don't have to pull out the paper and show chutz meyachas. The Eved has to show that he took all 10 pieces of karka, and the only way he could show is by pulling out the same star that says chutz meyachas. So, what? If I have chazaka, I'm afraid of chazaka on this 10th piece of karka. If I have a chazaka, by pulling out the star won't help. Because well, it's what's it going to help? But if he has 3 years, if he'll lie and say that was mine with him, so he'll be able to get it. He's going to be. In what? In which case? He's going to create a case where he was married for 3 years.
He says it's mine, it's all mine. All the paper is mine. David's going to say,
he has to say no. David says everything's mine. Dardane says.
Everything's. You're right, everything's yours except one piece of paper.
Right.
So he's going to have to swear.
He's going to have to swear that he's going to be Maida. No, he'll have a Mig. You mean the Migo Kefir Kal doesn't work. He's the last known Baal. Yeah, no, but what Israel is saying is that maybe he doesn't want to be in Maida B'miktzas. Later, the person is going to come and say, all 10 are mine. The Adain will say, no, I was not going to have any chutz meyachas. The Eved will say, I lost the shtar. So what's going to happen now? The Adain is going to say he's a Maida B'miktzas. He's going to be Maida B'truth. So what? English Ban Akar Kais. Okay. So that's off the terrace. It won't be a Din Maida B'miktzas. There's no Shavuos Maida B'miktzas. Okay. So we come back to the problem. Almost. So the problem, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is. Why would the other need the shtar? That's what bothers me. It's not just Rabbi Akiva Eiger. When I read, learned the Rajba, and the Ritz also brings this riff. When I read the words, I understood the Lashon of the Ritz is not so clear. But the Lashon of the Rajba and the Ritz is Takamash like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That the pshat in the Ritz is that the other needs the shtar for something. And that, like I say, it bothered me. Why does the Adai need the shtar? If the shtar disappears, the Adai is even in a better position, not a worse position.
Maybe the Adai is going to be, because he's saying, call Nechassila. That's why the Adai is going to choose up. The Adai is free, you assume he has all Nechassim. Otherwise, the Adai wouldn't be free.
No, because you can be shachar and Adai without giving him all Nechassim.
Let's say you know his shtar, he agrees, how do I feel the Adai by giving him all Nechassim?
But how do we know call Nechassim? Again, if he's Maida on everything except for something, it's a Maida B'miktzas Bekarka, which he wins. So I don't know, we have to think up a way that the Adai, why would the Adai need the Shtar? You have to come up with some Hechatimtza that beats me. You know, with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you can't ask these kind of kashas, that doesn't make sense. You know, sometimes the Mefarshim didn't explain everything. I don't know, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is always glatt in Svara. And here Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that since the Adai still needs the shtar, we don't understand. What does it mean the Adai still needs the shtar? What does it mean? Every shtar shefer is that way. When you give a shtar shefer, the shtar shefer is given away. And we don't assume he wants the paper back. We're saying that the reason it's sorry is because of chutz, because it's a chutz mekarka achas. He's going to have to prove chutz mekarka. Why does he have to prove chutz mekarka achas? It's very hard to follow, very hard to understand that. It's just push up shot.
Not that he needs it, but he has a schus in it. Meaning, yeah, you're right, he doesn't need it.
But he see, what's his loss? He has a schus in the.
In the get. Not that he needs the get, right? Let's say a father goes to a woman and gives her a get and she's She gives the pair back and throws it in the garbage. It's still not good. It's not that he needs it, that he takes it, and he has a part of it. Part of it is dealing with him, not dealing with the...
Why does he need it here? That's, I don't understand. Why does the other need it?
I'm saying he doesn't need it.
So what does he have more in the shtar? What is the difference between a regular shtar shechar and this shtar shechar? Why is this more shayan to the other?
There's a line in this shtar that doesn't deal with the other. It deals with the Baal. Not that he needs that
line. Oh, so it's not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay. Are you going
to
learn?
I mean, that's most of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Yeah, not that he needs it. But it's
dealing with it. Because it's supposed to the
Lashon Hagel.
So is that the way that when I read the Rashi, it didn't seem to say that.
Why is it dealing with him? He's giving him everything except for this. That's how I'm saying with the karka that I'm giving you.
That's a different
process. He doesn't need it. Because he doesn't need it.
See, one problem is he doesn't need it. This is one problem. I really have a second problem I would have asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now, what's the difference? He needs, he doesn't need. If you're makna something, even if you need it, if I go over to the Eved, I say, this is yours. There's something in it that it's good for me. I tell the Eved, you're not listening. This is yours. So say, Lav Kris Gita, there's something you need. What do you mean? I'm makna to you, it's yours. Pick it up, do it, can you not bond it? It's yours. So Bezen comes, and Rameya comes, he says, no, Lav Kris Gita, you still need the paper. What do you mean I need the paper? What do I need the paper? I was makna to him completely. If I say, this is your get, but I want the paper back, so I understand. I want the paper back, it's not a complete get. But that's not what's happening. I'm telling you, Evan, this is yours. I'm magnet to you, I want you to go free. If I say it's yours, but I still need the shtar, then it's chasar. But that's not the case. The case is, I'm giving him a perfectly good, I'm saying, take the shtar, it's your shtar. It's yours. So we're pulling our beards and we're saying, oh, it says, puts makaka plain, he doesn't still want it. What do you mean, doesn't still want it? He was magnet. Every time someone gives something away, people give away things that are good for them. A person gives a gift, he gives away sometimes. So he gave it away. It's good for him, but he still gave it away. So I don't understand. There's a second problem with the Rebbe Kivega's understanding of the Rif. That what are you talking about? He left it over. He left it over. If you learn, he left over the paper for himself. What do you mean he left over the paper? He didn't leave it over for himself. Maybe he would have liked to leave over the paper for himself. But he didn't. He gave it. So it beats me the whole thing here. I don't understand. It's not. If not for Rabbi Kiveg, I would have learned the way most of you understood, I guess, when we read this riff. There's not a chsarin in the paper. It's a chsarin in the lashon hashtar. Kris Gita means a get has to give away. If in lashon hashtar has something to me, that's the chiddush. Mavkros Gita, that it's a sign, the Lashon, which gives something to the Adai, is a sign, that's also a Chiddush, but okay.
Nobody remembers the details of the deal.
It's not really intricate, because you have to remember, he's giving away nine karkais, and one...
Everybody remembers that he gave away the karkais, and everybody knows he gave it. They don't remember that one deal.
It won't help that people remember, because if you have Adam who saw the star, you don't have Adam. Just the people talking, that's not going to create it. It's not going to, Bezen's not going to do it. Now the truth is, Rabbi Kivega has a riot himself. So Rabbi Kivega has a kasha from Daf Mem. There's a case on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, where a man goes over to his shifcha, and he says to his shifcha, here's a shtar, and the shtar is going to be pile two things. Si'i bai, v'skachi bai. I want with this shtar, it's going to be a shtar shechur. You're going to go free with it. And in the same shtar, viskachibai, you will be married to me. So tzi'ibai, viskachibai, that's a type of shtar shechur on Daphne. Dr. Biki Veger, Lav Kros Gito, there's something in it for the Adain. The Adain is getting a wife. It should be the same problem, Lav Kros Gito. He says, see, by this kachi, by, it's not totally for the benefit of the woman. There's something in it for the benefit of the man. It's a shtar kedushin. There's something in it which benefits him also. So then why isn't that son of Kosgita?
The problem is against the balance, forcibly given. Mm-hmm.
But it's not a problem if she takes it willingly. If it's forcible, then you're right, that'll be a separate problem. But the case there is, she took it willingly, she's happy to take it. He bites, catch you by. She took it willingly, and So what's the problem? Zakh Rebbe Kiveger, the Shitasa, he says it's very good. Because when is it a problem? Only when the Odin is keeping part of the paper of the Shtar. Like in Agamara, he really wants to keep part of the paper of the Shtar by Chutz Me'achim. On Daf Mem, it's a Shtar Shechur and a Shtar Kiddushin. A Shtar Kiddushin, the husband doesn't retain the Shtar Kiddushin. A Shtar Kiddushin only works because it becomes the woman's Shtar. A Shtar Kiddushin, how do you mekadesh a woman a Shtar Kiddushin? You give her the Shtar and it becomes her Shtar. So there's no chesaron of Lav Kruz Gita, Zok Rebbe Kiveger. Because the chesaron of Lav Kruz Gita is that part of the paper stays by me. But by Ishtar Kedushin, thus is the taitch of Ishtar Kedushin, is that the whole paper goes over to the woman. So that's Kedushin. Every Ishtar Kedushin, I mean if it's Bon Kachas, right, you can ask is Bon Kachas or that, I'm not sure. I have to wait for that man. But as far as the chesaron of Lav Kruz Gita, no problem. Because Zok Rebbe Kiveger, Lav Kruz Gita is only chesaron when we assume the man means to leave part of the paper for himself. And here, Mamanashav, the Shtar Shechver, the paper is hers. The Shtar Kedushin, the paper is hers. He's not leaving anything for himself. So Mamelud is no problem. Why?
Because he's going to need the Shtar later.
To prove she's married. Yeah. It's every Shtar Kedushin that you give a woman, you have to give it to her completely, or it's not a Kedushin.
You're
going to have to bring two aid and the Shtar is not going to do the trick. Because otherwise, every Kedushin, you have to give over the Shtar. There must be that you give
over
the Shtar Kedushin. But he's not going to have to prove that he's Meshachar her. That's her benefit. Every Shtar Shechri, the audience doesn't need it to prove he's Meshachar.
In the Shechri, he's leaving over.
Oh, if you learn that the Chesaron is in the Lashon, so then Rebbe Kiveger's Kash is a good Kash. But again, Rebbe Kiveger's Lashitasa, Rebbe Kiveger's learning the Chesaron is that you're leaving, that the Odin wants use of the paper for proof. So Rebbe Kiveger's saying that there, the Odin doesn't leave anything over for himself for proof. Because every Shtar Kedushin, you give it and it's given. Finished. That's the whole story. So that's the that's Rebbe Kiveger's Mahalach. It creates a lot of problems. His raya from Daf Mem seems to be a raya. I don't know another teretz. Someone told me the teretz Gittin asks. It's the same teretz. So they both learn the same way. And his raya from Daf Mem is a good raya. I can't argue. I'm just missing in the havana of the svara of Rabbi Kiveger. It's missing to me a havana in what he means. It bothered me more because Achreinim I saw bring it the Likud Svarim today. They all bring it like it makes sense. And to me, it just doesn't make sense. The words. What do the words mean? The Adam wants the paper. Why does he need the paper for? He owns two karkois as of yesterday. And now he's giving away all of them chutz me one. If this paper disappears, he'd be very happy. He's on all ten.
Because every star has a kol. So kol went out, but he gave away all kol mechosek. Now he has to say this to show that chutz me
one. Well, why? You're saying because the kol goes out. The coil went out on Kol Mechaseh, it didn't go on Chutz Me'achas, as you said.
I
don't know, we're plugging a lot in here, that it'll be a coil and... You're right, I agree with that. That if, as Rabbi Kiveger says, the Shtar is staying by him, so then I agree with your Kashas, then it should be Chesaron. I just don't understand why Rabbi Kiveger is assuming that when I give an Eved a Shtar, or anybody a Shtar that says, I give you all my Karka, Chutz Me'achas, why is part of the Shtar mine? It's taka true, I'm very interested in the words Chutz Me'achas, but I don't need this piece of paper. Because if this piece of paper disappears, I'm still in good shape.
You don't need it, but the Baal HaMid is that says of the Shtar is still
his. Why would it be his? I don't understand. He's not. He owns the karka. He doesn't need the Shtar to own the karka. He owns the karka already for the last 10 years. So now he's saying, I give you all my nechasim except for this piece of karka. He doesn't need... The only reason he wrote chutz is not because he needs proof. Just instead of listing nine karkais, he wrote kol except for one. But it's not as if he needs that proof for anything. He doesn't need it for anything. It's l'tayvasai, it's for his benefit, I agree. But he doesn't... You see, if he beferish wants it back, I would agree with you. If he gives him a kshtar that says kol nechasai chutz miyachas and I want it back, I understand. But the assumption... We're assuming that when you give someone a shtar, it says, kol nechasai chutz miyachas, the assumption that the other really wants to hold on to this, why would he want to hold on to it? Why? I don't understand. If I was a person giving away chukal karka chutz miyachas, I wouldn't be interested in keeping getting the paper. What do I need that piece of paper for? But that I don't understand. Why does he need it for proof?
He said he quotes the Rashi, he just says, I'm not going to put some kind of point on the Hebrew Hashar, all the people have different pieces. It's just as if, by you writing inside of this, quotes the kind of point, it's as if the Hashar, that has deals with...
Why is it Agud Bey?
It's Kilo Agud
Bey. Why is it Kilo Agud Bey?
Because that Hashar is dealing with you, and that deals...
And by Kedushin, Shtar Kedushin?
So you're right, you're getting that, no, but Kedushin you give to the woman, you don't...
But if you're worried about the paper, I understand the difference. If you just, you're not worried about the paper of the shtar, you're just saying that in London something stayed for me.
No, meaning that you're right, that line, Louis and Sorf, he would need it for a proof, which he doesn't. But that he could take that shtar.
Well, I mean, he could take it. I don't understand.
He could take it. That line in the shtar.
You mean the physical shtar, or you mean the concept? If you mean the concept, then I don't understand the difference in here in Kiddush. Kivega is coming to answer that. So if you don't mean the concept, if you mean the physical shtar, I don't understand what shaychus he has to this piece of paper. What shaychus? Taka something that's good for him, so. So therefore why? What does he need as a proof for? If he would need as a proof, I would have my second kasha, that Lamaisi was maknid anyway, so what does it help? Unless then we would say it's an umdina that he doesn't mean to make it totally. But as far as this kasha is concerned, if he would need it as a proof, at least I could understand the svar of Rabbi Kiva. If we could come up with a hechet tinsa, we don't need it as a proof, which might have mixed us almost could have solved it. But there has to be a hechet tinsa where he needs it. What?
Someone wants to borrow money from somebody, and the guy will lend it to him if he has karka.
So he has karka.
He gave all your karka to your effort.
Why would he say, I gave away all my karka? Why would he get that mistaken notion?
The person's lending him money.
Yes.
He gave away all your karka to your
effort. Why would the person say that? Umanashaf. If he didn't see the shtar, he won't say it. What?
He heard it. He knows. There's a story. This guy gave away stuff to the other. He said, no.
I don't know. Why are we creating a story that only has one half of the story, not the other half? If there would be such a story, in Achinari. But why would I think there should be such a story? So I'll show you when I bought it a year ago. I'll show you my shtar. I bought it a year ago. It's very strange that... What?
If he says that I heard a call and gave it away to you.
I didn't. What are we going to do? What should I do for your car? I mean, you're right. It could be a hechetimtza. Where if a car go out, there could be such a hechetimtza. Do you think that for that there's an umdina that he needs to keep it? Right? Yeah, sure. If you're calling to 79, then there's no word, there's no line that's Latavis that everyone would agree. There's no line Latavis Adam.
There's no Chazara. He's just saying Chutzmizeh.
The only way I understand Ricky Vager is that he owes the Chutzmizeh something I may need. Otherwise, I don't understand. The way we learned that it would chutz mizeh sarn the lashon is a part of the language, which is sarn the lashon, which fits well into the riff. That's the riff may amen. We had once the Ravitz shita by get meucher. We discussed once the question of whether a get meucher, a post dated get, is kosher. Normal shtar meucher is normally kosher. What about a get meucher? I give a woman a get today, and the shtar is dated next week. The Ravitz shita was that it's a good get right now, and the Baal eats the peiros until next week. Even though she's Megureshes today, But the Baal eats the peiros later. So the Rosh asked, how can it be such a thing? She's gracious now, and you're forcing her to give away her peiros. If she's gracious, she's a right to eat it. So that was the Rosh's kasha. But the Ravid rather learned. The Ravid said that the get is a get now, and we learned it's like a Tanai. It's kilu hisnu. They made it tonight. I'm giving garish you right now, and the paper is full. And the paper is I'm going to eat till later. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz asks that should be chesaron in Lav Kros Gita, according to the Rif and the Rambam, and presumably the Ravid agrees with the Rambam on this. Why is that chesaron in Lav Kros Gita? I wrote a woman to get. I said you're megureshes, but I put a date a week from now. So 2 days from now, someone comes and says, why are you eating the peiros? Your wife is divorced. Why are you eating the peiros? So now I'm interested in having the shtar. There's one line that's good for me. The date. It says on the date, Rosh Chodesh Teves, and now it's still in Kislev. So it's Lav Kros Gita. I still would want that shtar to show something for me. So... after that day, it's a complete crisis. So if you learn external Lashon HaShtar, I'm asking, there's nothing in the Lashon HaShtar that's strange. It's a regular star, just a strange date. But the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learned, the chesaron is that the Adon, or in this case the Baal, will still want the star to prove his chusin. The way Rabbi Kiva Eger learned that the Baal will still want the star to be able to prove his chusin, again, I don't understand. Reb Chaim asked this, that Chaim Shmuel Levitz asked this, that what are you talking about? It's not Kris Gita. The Baal in this case still wants to have the shtar to be able to prove that he gets Paris even after the time she's a Gerashis. So that's another example. I think when we get later to the Yotes and the Chaf, when we get into the sugyas of Shir Beget, we'll have other kashas on this Rabbi Kivager. I don't know if I should call Rabbi Kivager or the Rif. I don't have anyone beferish that explains the Rif different than Rabbi Kivager. So maybe that's the only way to learn the Rif, but we have problems with this Pshat and Lav Kros Gita. If Pshat and Lav Kros Gita is that the Odin still has an interest in the paper, so we learned here a big Chiddush now, which is a Chiddush for the Perek Sheni of Gittin. That when you give away a get, your kid Odin not only can't leave the guf paper to himself, but even discuss him with the paper for himself. And alright, we're going to have a discussion. We'll get to it yet. On Daf Chaf, the Gemara talks about if a man gives a woman a get and he leaves over, he wants the paper back, only the paper between the lines. Why someone would do such a thing, the Gemara doesn't say. But theoretically, the man says, I give you the get, I want the paper under the letters, I can't, I know the Gemara says I can't keep, but the paper between the lines, mahu. So, or the paper on the gilding, right, the columns, I want the columns, the paper back from the columns. So I want that paper back. So the Gemara's mashma, it's a good get. But Lav Kros Gita hu, I'm giving her a piece of paper, I want something back. Right, maybe it's different. I only want back the columns. She could cut off the columns, I give her the columns. Okay. Could she cut off between the lines? She cuts through the lines too. So when Yitzhashem, when we get to Daf Yotes and Chaf, we'll get into it. But for now, we just have to remember this. I don't know. I should call it the Kivega Shita or the Rif and Rambam Shita. I call it the Kivega Shita, so we could have Shurikai and say, okay, we'll push it to the side a little. But if we call it the Rif and Rambam Shita, then we can't push it to the side at all. And it's the Ikka Shita La Locha. That the Sor and Lavkos Kita, if you're holding on to the paper. And alright, we're going to have to deal with it. And Yitzhashem, we'll get to Daf Yotes and Chaf, and hopefully we'll deal with it. Okay, there's one more piece of Gemara here. In Yeshal of Eirin Yiskayim B'chaisamav, the Mishnah said that if they are Eirin Yiskayim B'chaisamav, that was the last part of the Mishnah. It's talking about a get in Eretz Yisrael. There's no B'fanei Neftav, no B'fanei Neftav, Ein Tzarshim B'fanei Neftav. V'im Yeshal of Eirin, then Yiskayim B'chaisamav. So what does Eirin mean? So the Gemara says, Irur Kama. What Irur? Eli me'ir echad, one person is ma'ar. Vam Rabbi Yechon, devei akalim repachs mishnai. Very important gemara. You can't be make pikpukim on a shtar unless they have two eidim. If one eid has pikpukim, one tie and comes to taina, garnished. Eidim repachs mishnai. Ve'ala, irutrei. Two witnesses come and said, what? What did the two witnesses say? The case. The two witnesses tied it what? Huh? Mezuyev pashtus, right? The tying is false. So two witnesses say it's mezuyev. So what does it say? It's kain b'chesamav. Why does it help him? The kain b'chesamav. Trade a train in him. What's it going to help him? The kain b'chesamav. It can't be a her trade. Because this kain b'chesamav means if you do kiyum, it's good. It's not good. If two people say it's good, two people say it's no good, it's a regular trade of trade. She's b'ches k'seishas ish. Ella chiddush irur de baal. This Gemara is yesoidistik a chiddush that even though a yachid can't come and say a taina against the shtar, but irur de baal, if the husband has a taina, he has a special kayach to be able to taina against the shtar, and for that you have to be miskayim b'chesamah. If the baal comes, the baal has a unique kayach. He's more than an eid echad. He can be, he has this kayach. And this is the ikur, that the Baal has a right to taina, and you have to take seriously everything that he tainas. Doesn't mean he's neman, it means that you have to prove whatever he says, you have to be able to disprove. That's irur de Baal, he's kayin b'chesamav. So, on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, we had a Pnei Yeshua's Kasha from this Gemara on Rashi, Rashi there, that there we understood Rashi that if the Baal is Ma'ar and the Shliach says yes, it was written Lishma, it was good. Rashi said Ukichad l'bahad echad. It's one against one. The Shliach is one. The Baal is one. Ukichad l'bahad echad. So it's even. The Baal says, it's no good. The Shliach says it is good. Ukichad l'gab echad. So Pnei Yeshua asked, what do you mean chad l'gab echad? The Baal is more than chad. The Baal has a kayach ha'tayne, has a right to tayne against the get. He's not one eid. He's more than one eid. One eid ain't irupachas mishnayim. The Baal in Tabima Arer has a kayak like Shnayim, not like Chad. So this was the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha from this Sugya. And to answer this Kasha, we learned the Briskerov's Chiddush, which is in the first Griz al Harambam in Hilchis Gerishin. And we'll chazer over that Chiddush, maybe a little better understanding, hopefully, of the Brisker Rav's Chiddush, and the Chazara will help us, hopefully, to remember. The Brisker Rav said that we all know there's a kayach of a baldover to be ma'ar. A baldover could always be ma'ar. Somebody who's a defendant or a teveya in a din taira is not an eid echad. He's much more than eid echad. He has what we call kayach ha'tayna. He has the right to tayna whatever he wants, and Beis Din has to take it seriously. It's not like stam eid echad. So that if I sold you karka, and now I tayna, you say I sold you karka, I say l'yadvar mi'aylam, or I say the shtar is mezuyif, or I say there was a tanai, whatever I say, I have a kayach to tayna, and Beis Din has to deal with my taina, whatever the halachas are, it doesn't mean I automatically win. But it's not the same as an eid echad. An eid echad off the street says something, it's almost meaningless, except where eid echad is mechayev shvua. But an eid echad has a very weak kayach to talk in Beis Din. Hashem came a baldover. Baldover could say anything. Could taina anything in Beis Din, as likely or as unlikely as it may be. He has the right to... He has the right to make to taina things. And this concept of kayach ha'taina we've discussed many times. You should always remember it because it's yisayid in mominis in general. The concept of kayach ha'taina, that a person who's a baldover could say the most unbelievable things. I don't even if I don't believe him. Right? I told you, if you have a millionaire who had a geneva, and you have a poor person, he's the town beggar for the last 20 years. And punk, the next day, he walks in, he's got $1 million in his pocket. And they're all $100 bills. and the fellow lost the last day, he was a Geneva, $1 million was stolen from $100 bills. And this Oni says in Beis Din, $1 million I had a rich uncle gave it to me. Whatever taina he says, he has a kayacha taina. Beis Din doesn't say, yeah, do I believe you? Suddenly he came to $1 million, spoke the day he lost $1 million. Kayacha taina means he has a right. He can taina it. He asked me to swear that he's telling the truth. I don't swear he's telling the truth. I don't believe it. But he has a kayach. A baldover, the Torah gave a right, a baldover kataina. You can't dismiss any type of a baldover unless it's impossible. But if it's possible, he could say whatever he wants. That's the concept of baldover. The Brisker Rav, here's the Kudas HaChidish in Baget, is you would learn Pashit, a Baal is a baldover. He's a baldover. Look, I say I gave her a get. Or I say I didn't give her a get. But either way, you didn't say the get is good, it's not good. Pashup shot, you say he's a baldover. There's a get, the Baal says mezuyif, the Baal says loy l'shma, whatever he says, he says tonight hoya devareinu. Why can he talk? He would learn Pashit that he's a baldover. The Brisker Rav says it's not so. Because we already learned the Yisai that we had in the Ran, we had last year in the Avnei Meluin, that a woman is not the property of the Baal. A woman is not Mamayna Shalah Baal. And therefore, it's not like a get takes something away from me, I'm a Baal Dover. The Baal's Nemanis, in this Gemara, he says, is not a Baal Dover. It's a something that he calls the Kayach of a Baal Ashtar. Baal Dover means, if I'm involved in this, you're trying to take something away from me, I'm believed. Baal Ashtar means, if I wrote this Shtar, everyone's my guy wrote the shtar. I have a kayach to say about the shtar. The Brisker Rav learned Sila Toiv and Sila Ra. Sai could say it's a good shtar, and Sai could say it's not a good shtar. A Baal Hashtar has in their manis to say about a shtar anything that's negat to the Guf Hashtar. Whether he says it's Mezuyef, or he says Tanai Hoya Devareinu, whatever he's talking about in the Nemonis Hashtar, that's the. That's the nemanis that he has. And faker, if the husband says loy kosafti ashtar, what? He's a baldover to the shtar, not to the baal ashtar. Is sort of a baldover to the shtar, even if you don't consider a baldover the gabi the gufi isha. But the baal ashtar, that itself is a sort of a baldover dika thing that he has a right to say about the shtar whatever he wants. The Brisker Rav brings with this a Rambam that says that if a baal says that the loikosaf the ashtar, that the get is bottle. The Baal says, I never wrote the shtar. But the get, I never wrote it. Any shtar, the man who supposedly wrote it says, I never wrote it. So we don't say, 1 minute, how's the Neir Echad believed against them? That's what I would think to say. I have a shtar, I'm a kind of signatures. And the husband says, it's not true. Dr. Rambam, if a husband says this get is baloney, he's never to say it's baloney. He's never to be say it's no good, like a safti shtar said. Why is he believed to say like a safti shtar said? He says because he has a kayecha baal ashtar. Memela, Zokta Brisker Rav, the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is not shver. Because since we're talking about kayecha baal ashtar, he's neman to say tainis of mezuyif. He could say about the shtar. The shtar is mezuyif. But he can't. But that's asugi. Asugi is talking with tainis mezuyif. On Gimel Amid Aleph, Rashi was talking about a taina of shaloi l'shma. We're saying the shtar was taka written. The shtar was taka signed. In dinei hashtar, there's no chsar. In all dinei hashtar, it's a good shtar. The chsarin is not in dinei hashtar. The chsarin is in dinei git. A get has to be written l'shma. And this get was written shaloi l'shma. That's the case on Gimel Amid Aleph, who Rashi is talking about. That the Baal says it was written shaloi l'shma. And the Eid Echad, the Shliach says, it was written l'shma. So Rashi says, ukichad l'gabichad. Why? Here's the Kajmina, ukichad l'gabichad. The Baal is Neman. No? The Baal is only Neman in Dine Shtar. If he says that this Chassar in the Shem Shtar, I'm a Baal Ashtar. I say it was Mzuyif, I say it was I was forced to write it. I say it was written b'tanai. Anything else I say, inachinami, I'm a baal ashtar, I'm believed. But to stay, shaloi l'shma, that's not a din dine shtar. That's not a chasar and dine shtar. The yais, is that a chasar and dine shtar? It's not a chasar and dine shtar, so therefore, there's no demonis of the baal, there's no din of baal ashtar. Melech Teshuva is Kasha's answer. Our Gemara gives the baal a kayach in dine shtar, and that Gemara says that it's only chad l'gabi chad if it comes to a nidain of shov l'shma, which is really not a dine shtar, it's dine gittin. So that this klal doesn't apply. Why is he anything at all? Why is he anything at all? Because in Erepach Mishnah, well, in what context is Rashi saying? Is Rashi Skufa saying that? Just one second. Gemara asks, Kula Chumrahu, if you have two, you're in better shape. Because the Baal Zera won't help. If you have one, the Baal Zera will help. So Rashi probably is saying, as Rashi is saying, that the Chad. Yeah, or Shmuel asked this Kasha on Rashi. The Chidusha of Shmuel, he asked the Kasha you're asking. The Chidusha of Shmuel, he asks on the Brisker Rav and the Pnei Yeshua. He asks that when you finish the Brisker Rav, it comes out, he answered it too well. He asked this Kasha that, what did they answer? They answered that he's not a Baal Dover. He's not a Baal Ashtar, the Gabi this time. So he asked the Kasha that in Cain, the Baal is nothing. He's nothing. He's like a man in Ashok, who's Ma'ar. Where a Yochid in Ashok is Ma'ar, so there's no Nemanis at all. So they asked this Kasha on the. I don't remember if we asked this Kasha when we learned it on Daf Gimel, but in the. I think in the Shiurei Rib Shmuel, the shorter of Shmuel, so he asked this Kasha.
But here, what comes up is he going against? He's going against the concept that it's Lashma. But who's Lashma? Now, according to Rashi, Rashi says, we're not Lashma, because people don't know Lashma. So this guy's coming in, and he says, I have a concept, he says, that I'm of the Roy that know about Allah Lashma. He says, no, I don't know the Allah.
So you're saying is that the Ur of Chad works in certain cases. The Ur of Chad will work when?
There's no Chad. He's not going up against the Chazak. And here, the only thing he's saying against is the concept that Roy Bikin.
There's no Cheskes Kashrus on the Shtar. Normally, it's a Cheskes Kashrus, or the Chad is not.
Right. It's not
there's no Chazaka of Kashrus that it was written of Shema.
There's only a Roy, and he says, I'm part of the meeting, and he's believed by himself.
Kabbalah and the Kabbal. He says, I would have rather learned that when there's Chad, then the Chad can work. Irachar doesn't work. But when there's a problem of, maybe that's what he means, there's a problem of Shalai Lashma anyway, because we're Shalai Lashma. And I required him a Fana Inechdav, which is a Chad. So where our whole proof is a Chad, so then a Chad can cancel him out. Maybe that's what he means. He doesn't mean in general that he could say new Irurim. He just means that where the Kayach, the whole Kayach Hakim comes from a Chad, then the Bittles will come from
it.
Okay, at any rate, this is for Mishnah to Mishnah. I hope those of you who are doing Chazar will make sure to finish, because it's a big ishmak to be able to go through all the blad and to be able to run through them and to know the Gemaras. And I really hope you take the time to do it, or you've taken the time to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to start the Mishnah. I would encourage you on Cheirish, in the beginning of the Gemara, to Chazar, I don't think I'm going to go through it again. On the Hayamid Aleph, we talked about Cheirish and the Taptaisis, about Cheirish by Ishtarais and Piyamal and Piksavam. I'm not going to spend the whole Shir on it, but try to Chazar that out.